foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview.
Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
One of the things that we want to talk about today is the sufficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ.
When you look at the sufficiency of the Lord, in one of the most simple psalms that David ever wrote, David being in the shepherd's field out there away from the busyness of life and under the stars looking up at the creation, wrote a psalm, six verses, the 23rd psalm, where every verse he saw a different character trait of God Almighty that he served.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Okay.
So today I'd like to have us just hit on the technical terms that he used that has life-changing and life-giving meanings.
Okay.
And Sharon, we need to say right up front, we do have accents and we probably will not say these words correctly.
Okay.
But you can go to scripture and see how they are in the original language. And then believe it or not, there are apps to where you can go and actually listen.
Oh, to the pronunciation.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. So we will give it a good girl's try.
Okay. With a little southern accent.
Yes.
Okay. Well, verse 1 of Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want."
And I believe that is really said something like Jehovah Ra.
Okay.
Jehovah Ra.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Shepherd, yes. And he mentions being a shepherd again in Ezekiel 34.
And then we also have in John 10 where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." But I'd also like to point out that in Psalm 78, 52 through 55, the Lord is described as the shepherd of the flock of his people that he brought out of captivity in Egypt into the wilderness of freedom. And then also in Psalm 81, the Lord is described as the shepherd of Israel who led Joseph. So there are several verses throughout the Bible that characterizes the Lord as our shepherd.
He also refers back to being your companion in 1 Chronicles 27:33. And he does mention about pastors in Jeremiah 3. And he also, one other place in Exodus 33:11, mentions friend.
Okay.
So just the Lord is my shepherd. He's also giving us different traits of that character that we should see in his being a companion and a pastor and a friend, of which David, when he wrote this psalm, was experiencing all of those in his relationship with his Father God.
Okay.
All right. And, you know, as a side note, he may have been also identifying with the lack of those qualities as he sat separated in the shepherd's field apart from his own father.
Yeah. So he's not around his
family.
His family.
No.
So.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the second part of that verse says, "I shall not want."
Oh, and this is one of my favorite. There's a song out that is entitled Jehovah Jireh.
Mm.
My provider.
Yes.
And I can listen to that song all day long when a certain choir sings it. And when you stop and think about it, he applies and provides down to the most simplest essential that you might have. And that can be getting an eyelash caught in your eye disturbing your vision and you can't get it out.
Any little thing.
Any little thing.
The shepherd can take care of all needs.
All right.
Okay. Now, when I was studying this, Janie, I found that in Genesis 22:14, Abraham declared the Lord as provider on Mount Moriah. And then the Lord is continually characterized as provider throughout the scriptures. And we find that in among many, many others. Philippians 4:19 says, "My God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." And Matthew 6, Jesus tells us not to be anxious or worry about anything because he will take care of our every need.
So the Lord will see to it that as your provider, you have all that you need for why you were put on planet Earth.
Okay.
But sometimes, Sharon, without smoothness, sometimes it's provided in the difficulties.
Well, and he provides things that I found for myself, that he provides things that I don't even know I need. I mean, it shows up and you're like, oh yeah, wow, I did need that. Thank you, Lord. Yeah,
there you go.
You know, so.
There you go.
Okay. So then verse 2 says, "He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters."
And he is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord my peace. Now, there's some key words there. And you know, raising children and having been one yourself, he maketh me.
You feel very whooped, right?
But sometimes he has to take you in a difficult path to get you to the green pastures. And making you get to that green pastures and then being still by the still waters becomes a major feat.
Wow. So when you're going through the difficulty, when you do get to the green pastures, you're like,
But you know, another thing about sheep and their character is they panic with rushing water. They need still, quiet water.
Okay.
But not stagnant water.
Okay.
All right. So then the shepherd is always in search of fresh water for his lambs and his sheep.
Okay.
Okay.
He has given us everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness.
You know, something that I find in sharing with others, especially those that may be going through some sort of grief in their life, and that is they have had a very poor father figure. Mm. The character that they have known from their fathers has not promoted security, safety, assurance, love, identity, things that any person needs growing up that needs to have a father, a role model, an example. Sometimes the fathers are present, but absent as far as taking part in any active part of a child's life.
Okay.
They bring in the bread, you know, and the butter, but they don't give the physical nourishment that a child really needs.
Well, and I find that as my children grow, that the way I interact with them, discipline them, and teach them has to change. I have to adjust.
And Sharon, some of the most painful, lonely times where loneliness is the chief feeling and thought are when you are a teenager.
Mm. Yeah.
And many times we are so busy getting them to their games and their tournaments and their curricular activities that we don't recognize how they are in fear, panic because of their loneliness, because of not being accepted by their peers, and they have thoughts of rejection that we know can sometimes lead, obviously, to the drug use, immorality, and even suicide. So we need to realize that God saw that it was sufficient to put a teen out there to learn from him and to shepherd the sheep.
So this is why it's very important for us to know his peace. There's a couple of verses I would like to point out here. And in Isaiah 9:6, Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. And then he says in John 14 that he gives us his peace. So how does he do that? Well, we find the answer in Ephesians 2:14. For he himself, Jesus, is our peace.
And I have a little saying that I have used almost daily. In my trial, that his tranquility will be dominant. In my chaos and confusion, I will know the utter calm that he knew when he slept in the bottom of the boat and the storm came up and the disciples said, "Don't you care? We're going to perish." But he had utter calm, and then he said, "Peace, be still." And all the turmoil and everything instantly quieted. And we have that available to us. It takes us discipline to choose to think in that path.
So today we were able to establish that the Lord is our shepherd, our companion, our friend. He is also our provider, giving us everything that we need. And then he is also our peace. And we find that in these two short verses. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And that's why mentoring matters. Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. With resource materials available for the journey at sharonhearts.org. That's SHARIN hearts.org.